German police still have no idea of the whereabouts of industrialist Werner Limbach, head of the giant chemical multinational Krapp. Mr. Limbach was kidnapped 2 days ago, apparently by a group of environmentalist terrorists. Meanwhile, here in Washington, the police department are looking into the theory that a local organization may have helped to carry out the kidnapping.
Oh, jeez.
We spoke to the head of the Washington Police Department's foreign and political section. Detective Superintendent Harold Carter explained that, in his view, the German police still have...
What is it, darling? Look, you haven't tidied up in here, and you've still got the television on. Oh, really, David? Come on now, Lillian will be here any moment. What's the matter with you, David? Aren't you all right? That'll be her now. Oh, put that beer away, at least! Darling! Lillian, this is David. So, this is your charming husband. You're right, darling. He's terribly good-looking. Lovely to meet you, David. I've heard such a lot about you and your family.
What? What have you heard?
David, why not go and make us some tea? Okay, darling?
Oh. Yeah, sure.
This is our apartment, then. What do you think? But it's so small, darling. Yes, it's tiny, only 50 square meters, in fact. Still, there is enough room here for me and David and our little baby. I'm just dying to meet you, of course. Listen, darling, between you and me...
Here's the tea and some cookies. Milk and sugar, Lillian?
Lots of sugar, but no milk, please, David. We were just talking about the apartment, darling, while you were in the kitchen. My daddy bought it for us. He'd do anything for us, and it only cost $150,000. A nice neighborhood, too, McCarthy Park's only a short walk away. Oh, parks are so boring. Well... We're very near all the big stores, too. Of course, we chose all the furniture ourselves, didn't we, David?
Yes, we did.
Do you see that armchair you're sitting on, Lillian? Well, you'll never guess what it's made from. Darling, I can't imagine! From the skins of buffaloes. Isn't that incredible? But, darling... Leather furniture so terribly, terribly last year. Anyway, I don't think David's very interested in this conversation. Are you, David?
Huh? Oh, you know, it's all the same to me.
You have a faraway look in your eyes. Something must be on your mind, I guess.
Perhaps. You know...
Look, darling, Lillian's cup is empty. Why don't you go and get some more tea?
Sure. I'll just be a moment.
Tell me, Juanita, darling, is it true what they say about David? Is what true? What who says? What are you talking about?
Here's the tea.
That was quick. Ah, that's because we cook by gas here, not by electricity, you see. Gas is so much quicker. What about you? I have an electric stove, but who cares? Now, Lillian, let me show you around the apartment. Come on, David.
Oh, yes.
So, this is the bedroom. The bed's enormous. It must be 2 meters wide. But it's much too soft. Soft beds are terrible for sleeping in. Are they? Now, do you see the curtains and the wallpaper? Yes. What about them? Well, they're the same pattern. Didn't you notice? Oh, yes, darling. How terribly clever of you. Aha! Who is this handsome, mysterious man?
That was my father.
Ah, your father? I'm dying to hear all about him. Why don't you go and see if Sigismunda needs changing, darling?
Okay, fine.
Now, my dear, you've just got to tell me. Is it true that David's father was a member of an international criminal gang and that he was murdered by him?